kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic program we have in store for you this week. We talk with Brad Lincoln, co-founder of Funkworks Brewery out of Fort Collins, Colorado, about some of the hurdles of entering the microbrew industry. Plus, Dwayne Sand, president of North Star Water, talks about entering the water industry out in the Bakken oil fields. Eric Hatch, owner of Hatch Realty and Hatch Coaching, talks about his transition from ministry work to selling real estate to now speaking and coaching to businesses all over the United States. Plus, Jared Wirtz, executive director from the Western Area Water Supply Authority, and much, much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. In our next segment, we talk with Jared Wirtz, Executive Director for the Western Area Water Supply Authority.
You mentioned the Fargo flood control a couple times, and so and I'm not big on speculation, but this, to me, seems like this could actually happen. And so I'm just going to ask you kind of a theoretical. If Fargo's flood control, which there's some issues there, who's going to pay for what, and they've already gone ahead and broke ground, and Minnesota's not really involved, and the federal money's kind of questionable, this sort of thing. And could that funding, in terms of what you guys are supposed to get and that sort of thing, could Fargo's flood impact management type thing affect you guys in any way?
Being a huge project like that is, I believe it's somewhere getting close to almost $1 billion, maybe a little less than that, but the state has been putting money aside for at least two or three bienniums, kind of as a savings and an allocation, so when it does happen, there's money available for it. So everybody knows that needs to be built, and that when it is, and there should be money set aside, and they may need some extra money, but, it doesn't get built overnight either. That's a huge project that, it's going to take years to build. So I think the state has time, and evidently with the oil production that we're sustaining, there should be ample amount of money coming into the Water Resources Trust Fund to continue to fund that project. And I don't think it'll have too much effect on the rest of the projects. It'll be nice when it's done, as that'll free up more money. But I think everybody knows that's a project that's overdue and needed to get done once all the approvals get done.
So what's next for you guys? What's next on your guys' plan in terms of, your outlook for the rest of the year?
Well, evidently right now during the session, we're still trying to obtain more funding. We've spent the funding from last biennium or contracted it, or a majority of it spent. We've built this last session, we built over 600 miles of rural distribution line and served approximately 600 customers with that. That's just in addition to the transmission line work we did, the numerous pump stations and reservoirs we built to get rural water out there. And just to go back on one thing, when, there's a claim that WAS is overbuilt or put a bunch of infrastructure in for industrial, and that's, again, not true. The only portion of this whole system of the $309 million that's been allocated to WAS, only $10 million of that was ever obligated for industrial use, and that was the water depots that we installed that have made their money back. And the rest of the system, you know, anybody that works with this realizes that you have to build for a population. You don't want to go in and have to reinstall pipes. So we have pipelines out there that are sized for the population that the state of North Dakota and the studies that they did and provided to us that would be here in the next 20 to 30 years. So same thing with the water plant. That water plant will have to be expanded as well to serve that population. We've expanded enough for now, and we're actually seeing in the middle of summer when you have your highest water demands on your domestic side, you know, we're still starting to ramp up to the max of that plant. So in, you know, a matter of years, we'll have to expand that again to make sure that we service those domestic population needs. And that's what this is all based on. I know you'll hear people say that it isn't, but they're not engineers that deal with this, and we have numerous oversight by state entities, whether it be the Water Commission, the Industrial Commission, the Attorney General's Office, the Legislature, the Water Topics Overview Committee. We have more scrutiny and oversight than any other water project in the state, I believe. So, you know, we just want to continue the project. There's hundreds of people out there still waiting for water. It does take time to build these out. They're expensive projects when you're going to put that many miles of pipe in and try to serve that many people. The price tag does go up on it, but we think it's a good thing, and the people of North Dakota should get the water that they want. So we'll continue to pursue that funding in Bismarck and see what the legislature comes up with. And as soon as we get the go-ahead with that, we'll continue to build the lines out and get the water to people.
How much are you guys asking for?
You know, the request started at $60 million this biennium, but with the reduction in dollars that were going to be in the Water Resources Trust Fund, I think, you know, everybody in the state had to scale back their request. So we pretty much cut that in half and are asking for around $29 million. You know, I'm hoping it'll fall in between the $20 and $30 million of funding that we get, and we'll be able to continue the project.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jared Wirtz, Executive Director for the Western Area Water Supply Authority, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Not that I was ever so bad, and it's not that she was ever so good. It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Now, many of you are familiar with, like, the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.